Okay, next Thursday, I think, looks like Thursday at the moment. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to me. It was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming up, so I'm sorry. I'm afraid today's gonna be a bit short because some days have so much time to spend, but just the best you can.
Okay, so we'll try to zip through this since we're short on time. Welcome, everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking meetings on the minutes on the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder, so if there's anything you need to refer to, you can find them in there. I'll get the ones up from next time. They're not finished yet. Right. So can we have updates from everyone from what you've worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share or discuss in this. Sure.
Is there an order? No, I've decided on an order.
No, any order is fine.
Okay. Yeah. How do I put this? I'll just put the table in.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So what happens if it doesn't work?
It takes a few seconds, I think.
Who's that? No.
Sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle, so press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press it.
I need to help me.
Okay, and then press function and F8.
Could you just plug it back into hers?
Okay, in order to see what the functional requirements are to be found, 100 people were testing the usability laboratory through just their habits, and you know, their habits were observed and questionnaires were given out. The findings in some cases matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look, they don't like the way they feel, they don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose, and RSI. I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did, I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I have made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And and people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order: channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they're used less than, you know, 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35-year-olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 91 to 76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals, and most likely that we should discuss this together. And that's all I have to say about the matter. Do I give this to someone else?
Yeah, I'll just move right on. Function of
what's function?
It's the little blue one. It's
function.
No, yeah. It should be come on, yeah.
Presentation about the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I thought about it myself and looked on the internet. I think that, like, it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like, keeping buttons together, like close together, that are used in the same way, or maybe that making them the same color, keeping the number of buttons at least to a minimum, and also things like can small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate and that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have like capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have like functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do we want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons. But I think we can sort of think about things like color and size, shapes, that sort of thing to best fit the user. That concludes my that's on the new. Okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. The method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. The user can input a channel or a volume setting and the output from TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it sends some sort of signal to the remote that would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote. Input, which could probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition. Processor to take the information. Something to transmit it to the TV. And we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is set from there to an infrared bulb, which is probably the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you would have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, which it could process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. So my personal preferences for how to build a remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you wouldn't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip, which can handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out a location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation.
Do you know about
yeah, I was an engineer.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, well, thank you everybody. We'll discuss that in a minute. I just want to mention some new project requirements that came in. Teletext is apparently outdated, so due to internet popularity, so that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet kind of fancy things, just the remote and the television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So, the phrase is, we put fashion in electronics. So let's be fashionable, I guess. If we have something, I mean, silver and gold or yellow are our colors. So if we have like a kind of silver one like you saw, and yellow writing, something like that. Okay. So we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
How it looks,
probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So
our target group and people, so do you want to go ahead and design this thing with the finder button? So
I think that seems to, yeah.
Okay.
So
then our target age group would be the
19
to
35. Yeah, teenagers and young professionals.
Well, that's the speech recognition.
Well,
oh,
that's only for speech recognition.
I was thinking about that, but I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also
Yeah.
if the TV is on, it's making sound, and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says like one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it's silly. I'm not sure how you'd implement it.
I just put the
And
But
if you consider our budget, it probably, if
awful idea.
you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single remote, might be a little pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like, we'll have the buzzer on the, some, like, on the TV itself?
But you'd have to have a button on the TV or on your wall or someplace, basically,
Yeah.
since the TV already has power.
Yeah.
Yeah, you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal, like on a cell phone.
Okay.
Sends out a signal, and then the remote hears the signal, and so it beeps probably.
Okay.
So you'd need like a separate base for that, or like something
It would
you can
have to be sold separately, because
Right.
if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button
Yeah.
on the remote.
So do you plug it in to you plug it in the TV?
Yeah, I'd probably just stick it on the TV. So
okay.
you find the remote, click the
okay.
button.
So it's now like a two part.
Yeah,
thing.
So it's a
okay.
two part package.
Okay.
So you get to design that too. Fashionable. Okay.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers and young professionals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we, should that thing be on the thing to put the, you're talking about the home for it. Do you
Yeah.
still want to build the little thing next to the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
We'll probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other. Like,
okay, yeah.
If you can, yeah, if you can call it, then it's, yeah.
Okay, so then, so you have that button, but, so this is there a light, or shall we just have a radio?
Oh, on the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Seems like
need
the
light.
Beeps seem the most
reasonable,
that's
yeah.
what the phone
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to find your phone, you just have to call it, and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can
And like
the
if the phone's under the couch, you might not see the light,
the
so
couch,
yeah.
So leave the other buttons. So we have this.
So I mean the two remotes that you had shown, I don't remember who showed them, yeah, you did. They, I mean one looked like it was for VCR. Type thing, and the other looked like just television.
I think they are both sort of just like general. They're both
general Oh really?
Remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
They're not.
No.
Okay, so using like a whole different.
Yeah,
system.
That's.
So
yeah.
Not
but DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region kind of thing.
And if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean it's gonna be DVD type. That's
yeah,
the technology
yeah.
these days.
So okay. I think still it shouldn't be that hard to like just reduce the number of buttons, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have like one menu button that works like with you know, we can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the. I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power's just the button.
Yeah.
And it's not used that much, so and it's usually that red.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice to keep it like.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean. Because unless
you might be confusing.
Yeah. Just because I would probably pick it up for somebody like rising up.
Besides you like
yeah,
power.
Yeah.
I have power.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking on power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Well even I don't know if you but if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, have a sort of
sort of a joystick flat.
Yeah. Because people like seeing now the iPads up, people
they then have one to view.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting idea because it's cool. It's funny, like, I don't have an iPad, but, like, you know, I just, like, started messing around with one of my friends the other day, and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing.
Yeah,
which I don't think.
Yeah, it is really. But do you need a screen then? Do you have to have a screen?
Well, come to tell them. Like, can't you?
Yeah, and you can have the number.
You can have the number and okay. Tell you get
yeah.
About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
yeah.
Minutes you scroll.
Okay, so
you
have this like scrolling sort of button.
Is that like on the mouse pad where?
Yeah, it's like it's just like the same thing.
Like
right.
Nowadays,
this, that, and then you do that. And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a. That and that, and then it could be plus and minus.
Okay.
So, like, it's like a little part of the circle that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, click on, actually. Click on.
We don't even have four buttons. Like, that's the. If that's the mouse, you can have the volume
yeah.
And the channel changes. Just
yeah.
Like on that.
So, volume could be like the tablet and the bottom. So, do you need to. Okay.
Well, you have to like be able to change the function of it to like.
What do you mean the function?
I mean like okay, cause so. I guess okay, so when you scroll your thumb like around it, it'll like say you're going clockwise. That means you're going to go up the channels and then you
yeah.
Scroll the other way and it'll go down.
Yeah.
But then so if you want to switch to the you have to switch to a function where. Like, so you're either in that mode or you're in the mode where like. It just has like the four, like, you know, this is channeled that way, that's that way, one is up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some.
It just.
Yeah, I can't know.
It just knows.
Yeah,
it
works on an iPod and it
works. Yeah, so you just can either do this or like you just touch it if you want.
Well, for the bonding, you have to press the middle.
Okay, that's
and
what
then
I mean. Okay.
Go up.
Okay, so you have to like press this middle region and then you can scroll.
And that's
so
what
like
you do that because, but if you like that makes more sense because there's already ones with up and down
mm-hmm.
Here. But I've seen.
I mean, is there an actual button? Or are you actually you're just using the mouse? You know,
well, what you
like,
for the
like
iPod, you press on, well, if you're on the channel, let's
mm-hmm.
Say, and you press on the middle,
mm-hmm.
And then if you do that again, the volume goes up. And if you do that, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use this for channels, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the volume you can make separate somehow. Like, you can just have.
I don't know, you can click
like
and then have it up and
like
down, but
you
I think.
Can actually
I think we can go on the fact that it does just work with
yeah.
But the other thing is, like, iPods are so expensive, like, it has to be. Is that part
is that
of
what makes it?
Yeah,
I think
I
it's
don't
not,
know.
They have
yeah.
So much battery,
yeah.
Though.
Okay, so
I don't think
it's
the. I think it'll be. Really
I think it's their capability, and they can hold what 5,000
yeah.
Songs.
I'm thinking we could, if we have so big, I mean, but I've had just has that, so
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
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 Yeah. But like, since it just has this circle thing, you can make it a kind of cool shape. Like, it could be a
yeah.
Sort of,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it could be circular.
Yeah.
Or something. You know,
but it could just be simple instead of being a little less. Because the other thing, I didn't tell you on my presentation, is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's another thing they complain about.
Yeah.
What other buttons do I know? Volume? Oh, we just said that. So, okay, this is
just for TV, it's not for, but it is, does need to be compatible with.
I think you use the voice of playing,
yeah.
Pause.
So,
but
have you
there actually our new project requirements?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if payment only is only for television as in not for DVD or just not internet type thing. So, I'll
okay.
Check that and update you on the next.
So, like if we have that,
we'll hold off on that. Cause
yeah.
But, so, yeah.
The DVD players usually have their own remote.
That's true, yeah.
I know, I'm not completely clear on
having all of one because you want to turn up the volume and you want to go to the middle.
So you have to have like, I think you would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere. So like you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR,
yeah.
Or you're like,
well,
so
you could do the like four buttons.
to switch the function of the little circle disk, the touch
pad. I think circle only does channel isn't applicable to the TV, really, because you don't want to.
Yeah, but if volume is, and volume is actually controlled by the TV, so you don't want to switch. So, but I'm saying, like, does it make sense to have, like, some kind of a button? So, like, if you're on TV, like, you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then, like, the channel block, like, the region of the disc that was for channels is for, like, switching to different tracks or, you know, to different. I mean, do we need to think about that? But, like,
yeah, let's think about it, because we need to wrap up. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire. Then we're gonna come back after lunch for a few minutes of individual work. So think about the things we've discussed and bring some ideas to our next meeting. See you soon.
So I feel like I'm on a spaceship. I'm logging out.